And now, a story of failure from Failure Lab, Grand Rapids.
My failure.
My divorce.
I felt totally bamboozled.
And I thought, this has to end. I can't do this anymore.
Here's Kathy Crosby.
My failure has been part of me my entire life. Although I can't tell you the exact minute it started, I don't remember a day without it, and I can't escape it. I grew up on a farm with gardens and orchards, and my mother worked outside in the gardens, and so my grandmother took care of me. Grandma taught me to cook and to bake and to sew and to quilt and to crochet and tat. There's a word you haven't heard in a while. And I loved every lesson. I would sit with her for hours, learning to do the crafts that she taught me. And if I was a good girl and everything was going well, my reward would be a personal picnic lunch. Grandma would pack my picnic basket, and I'd take my blanket and a favorite book and go sit in the orchard and have time to read. I loved the Bobbsey twins. It was idyllic, a perfect childhood. But even then, I was feeling the early pangs of failure. And it came in the form of rejection by other children. You see, all that hanging out in the kitchen and sitting around and doing those lovely crafts meant I was putting on extra pounds. When I was in the fourth grade, Mrs. Rundle used to line us all up in the front of the classroom at the beginning of every marking period and weigh us and measure us and record it on a great big chart so we could see how we were growing. Such fun. Well, Mrs. Rundle, one day, as she put me on the scales, exclaimed, "Well, Kathy Sue, you weigh more than I do." Oh, and I melted, and I could hear the children laughing behind me. It was a terrible moment. But I survived, and I went off to junior high. Anybody have a fond memory of junior high? Exactly, yeah. So you know how this goes, right? I'm 13. Nothing's good about 13, and I have Miss Cook for gym. You have to take gym for a semester, and Miss Cook had a whole list of physical things that you had to master, and your grade depended on how many of those things you could do. We had to truck off to the local dry goods store and get our gym uniform. The gym uniform was this little one-piece jumpsuit thing that only went up to a size 20. That's the size I bought, and it just barely fit. Now, I was great as the base on the pyramid. I could somersault, and I even learned how to do a tripod. But as you can imagine, climbing a rope, a handstand, oh, that didn't go well. It was the worst grade I ever got in school. But off to high school, I compensated. My refuge was reading, writing, and arithmetic. I loved my studies. I took all the advanced placement classes. I was part of the National Honor Society. I did the debate club. I joined the yearbook staff. All nice sedentary activities. But all the way through high school, never a date for a dance or the prom. And I never learned to dance, so that was out of the question. I was awkward and cloddish. But after high school, off to business school, Dad sent me, and my first job was as a teletypist, more sitting. A couple years later, I got married, and by our first anniversary, I found out I was expecting our first child. In the next 3 years, I had two children, and I gained 100 pounds. On my 24th birthday, I weighed 280 pounds. I had these two really active kids, And I couldn't keep up with them. Oh, I can get down on the floor with them really good. Getting up was a really big problem. There was no riding bikes with the children. There was no playing tag with the children. I was doing my best. Life was very busy, but I was very slow. In the years ahead, I did go back to work as the kids went off to school. And in the 80s, I decided to go to college. You know what the worst part of college was? There was no online learning in the 80s, believe me. I had to walk across the parking lot to those buildings and walk between the buildings for the classes. I would get so winded, and it would take me so long. It was just the greatest challenge to move. But I stuck in. I made it. And in 1993, I got a bachelor's degree. I was so proud. I also hesitated to go to commencement. I weighed 365 pounds. In 1994, I finally looked around and said, I have to do something. I have to fix my physical self. And so my husband bought a treadmill for me, and I started to walk. 10 minutes was a big deal. I walked 10 minutes, and then 30 minutes, and then an hour. And pretty soon I was walking an hour and a half a day on the treadmill. I started to watch what I ate, and I got my doctor to give me some support. And I'm really proud to say that in the spring of 1995, I had lost 140 pounds. Yes. It was a really great time. And the next 15 years were really busy. My husband and I moved to Maryland. I had a chance to boost my career. And so the years went by until I was ready for a new challenge. And that challenge was here in Grand Rapids. And so in 2006, my husband and I moved to Grand Rapids. I found a challenge, all right. In 2012, I was diagnosed with cancer. Now, those words from your doctor change your life. They change your perspective. You start to think differently about everything. The weeks ahead were all about treatments and hospitalization, medicine. I talked to my specialist at the University of Michigan Hospital and said to him, "What do I have to do to help me get better?" And he said to me, "Eat, sleep, and move." And so I bought a Fitbit. I mean, how, you know, itchy is that? And I started walking the halls of the hospital. I walked every day. My husband would be there. I'd have IV poles. I'm walking the hallways, and I'm counting my steps. And I did get well. 9 months after the diagnosis, I was declared in complete remission. That's the word you always want to hear. Thank you. But I was also 55 pounds lighter. And for the first time in my life, I was a normal size. My body mass index fell in the normal range. I walk by a window or a full-length mirror, and I always take a start and say, "Who is that? I really don't recognize that person." But it's so much easier to move. There are so many things I can just bend over and pick up. I have grandchildren I scoop up and play with. And yet, I don't play and run or ride. I still feel cloddish and awkward. And I know it's my self-perception that gets in the way of me being able to move through life. And so I've never played any sports or played a round of golf or a game of tennis with friends. I've never gone bike riding with my grandsons. My daughter's a runner, and I've never run with her. But probably the greatest failure is I've never learned to dance.
That was Kathy Crosby telling her story of failure. You can find out more about Failure Lab and hear more stories at failure-lab.com.